From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Libyans are seeking unity. Representatives of Libya's warring factions meeting in Tunis Tuesday agreed to create a national unity government following months of UN mediation. But regional analyst Zubair Iqbal of the Middle East Institute doubts this development will be successful.
Only a minority of representatives in both the parliaments have signed into it. And these are the inconsequential people. So I don't see at least as much support as it was expected to sanctify this government. More important, General Haftar and others who may be on the outside but are very powerful are not on board.
Tuesday's announcement was welcomed by the United States, a spokesman calling it a significant step forward on the path to Libyan peace and stability. He promised full U.S. backing, including economic and counter-terror assistance. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets Wednesday with his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, in Zurich, with Syria high on the agenda. Both diplomats represent governments taking part in Syrian peace talks Monday in Geneva. But the U.N. has not sent out invitations over the inability of the participants to agree on who should represent the opposition. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
It is still our desire to see this meeting occur on the 25th, and the secretary is in close touch with Mr. De Mistura, the UN special envoy, and of course has been in touch with Foreign Minister Lavrov about this in just the last days. He will stay in close touch with him, but is certainly what we want to see is we want to see it move forward.
Kirby acknowledged the peace effort is complicated. The future of President Bashar al-Assad is also a point of disagreement. This is VOA News. A top White House official says the nuclear agreement the U.S. reached with Iran has created a new diplomatic tone between the nations. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said the international agreement has made it easier for diplomats of both countries to communicate in a, quote, much healthier, more functional way. He said both countries have channels of communication that didn't exist 3 years ago. Former U.S. Marine Amir Hakmati says he feels extremely fortunate to be free following his release from an Iranian jail as part of a prisoner swap between Tehran and Washington. He said his release came as a surprise.
You know, I was at a point where I had just sort of accepted the fact that I was going to be spending 10 years in prison. So this was a surprise, and I just feel extremely blessed to see my government do so much for me and the other Americans.
Hakmati, an Iranian-American, was arrested in 2011 on spying charges. He was freed Sunday along with four other Americans. Iranian Defense Minister Hossein Dakhan said Monday new U.S. sanctions targeting the country's ballistic missile program will have no effect on missile development. The U.S. imposed the measures Sunday against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies in the wake of two Iranian missile tests last week considered a violation of UN Security Council resolutions. A year after taking over the fighting against the Taliban, a senior U.S. military official, Brigadier General Wilson Schaffner, said on Tuesday the Afghan security forces have produced mixed results in 2015.
Whenever they conducted deliberate planned operations, they actually did fairly well. Where they had trouble and they didn't do so well was in response to crisis situations. When they responded to a crisis, it took longer, it required more time to get forces in position, and then it required more time to stabilize the situation.
Meanwhile, a U.S. military official has told VOA U.S. Special Forces have been highly engaged in Afghanistan, and the current approach could change if the Taliban finds a way to expand on gains from last year. A spokesman for the Nigerian Shia group says it will not take part in a state inquiry into a deadly December clash unless their imprisoned leader is released. Hundreds were killed in the northern city of Zaria last month after fighting broke out between the Islamic movement in Nigeria and the Nigerian military after protesters blocked an army convoy. The U.S. Interior Secretary heads to Africa Wednesday to try to stem the rising tide of trafficking in wild game. Sally Jewell will make stops in Gabon, Kenya, and South Africa. Her visit follows the controversial killing of a rare protected black maned lion in Zimbabwe by an American in July. In Asia, share prices were in full retreat Wednesday amid a relentless slide in the price of oil, now hovering around $28 a barrel. Major indices declined following Tuesday's news that China's economic growth slipped to 6.9% last year, a 25-year low. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.